So I invite you to join with me now in this time of prayer and of meditation. It is a time to breathe and to relax into this moment. Allowing each breath that we take to move through our body. As we exhale, we know that we are releasing and letting go. Letting go of tension we may be holding on to. We may be letting go of a circumstance that keeps running through our mind from the past week. We just allow this time right now to be one where we immerse ourselves in the divine light of pure being. Where we let go the shore and we move into the circle of light that illuminates our minds, our thoughts, and opens us to divine inspiration. Relax, let go, and breathe. Each breath takes us more deeply into the center of our being. It allows us to quiet the chatter of our minds, to begin connecting with a deeper and a purer source, that which we might call God or oneness. Or Holy Spirit. We begin to feel the activity and the flow of that divineness within us. As we acknowledge that we are a part of the Godness that is all creation, and that inherent in each and every one of us, the amazing activity and flow of higher good, of limitless potential, of that which we can call upon at any time, as we let go the shore of that which we have always known, in order to embrace the unknown, the limitless opportunity, the divine potential, inherent within us and everywhere around us. And so as we relax and as we let go, we immerse ourselves in the divinity of light that is all-encompassing. It is like a spark bringing to us those ideas that lift us up, that heal us and bless us. That ignites the love within the heart of our being that shines forth so brightly that it dispels the darkness, it dispels the fears and the doubts. It is like moving from a darkened room and turning on the light switch that is God and feeling that illumination. Every cell is blessed by that light. The heart of our being is held in the love that moves beyond what we might even understand. And so we allow ourselves to be in that place of the unknown, in the mystery that is what we would call God, God being, divinity, oneness. And we float gently, knowing that we are supported, inspired, that we are lifted up, that we are invited forward in ways that are miraculous and abundant, prosperous, grace-filled, and joyful. So having opened our minds and our hearts, having let go of the shore, we breathe into that which we are becoming. We breathe into a time of communion, a time of connection, as we move now into that higher silence, the place of listening, of open receptivity to the flow of God. In silence. And so we celebrate the activity of spirit within us. We allow the light and the love that are flowing in every part of our being to express outward into manifestation. The inspiration, the guidance, the wisdom, the healing, the blessing. And so as we let our light shine, we surround our prayer box in that all-encompassing love for higher good. And we take a moment to speak aloud the names of those we would wish to hold in this healing and blessing light. Anne, Vicki, Evan. And through that spoken intention, we have set forth into the realm of the limitless possibility of God the prayer for highest good to be manifest in and through all situations, in the lives of these people that we love and care about, in this spiritual community and our larger community in our world. And for that, we are grateful, knowing that the activity of God is already at work in and through all things. We say thank you as we pray it forward. Amen.